Patterns of Presence, Day 10. Psalm 24, verse 7 to 10. Lift up your heads, you gates. Be lifted up, you ancient doors, that the King of Glory may come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, you gates. Lift them up, you ancient doors, that the King of Glory may come in. Who is he, this King of Glory? The Lord Almighty, he is the King of Glory. As the psalm concludes, we're brought to a picture of a city with a king approaching its borders. At the entrance to the city, a call and response happens, a conversation almost is taking place. The royal procession arrives and the herald calls out, "Lift up the gates, lift up the doors, the king wants to come in, he is the King of Glory." But the watchmen at the gates, they request, "Who is this King of Glory?" The watchman seeks clarification of who seeks entry. It's almost like the watchman don't recognise the name of this king or the identity of this sovereign. So he asks, "Who is it that seeks entry?" And the herald brings the response. "It's the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up the gates and doors, let him in." And again, the watchman seeks clarification. "Who is he, this King of Glory?" And the herald reveals exactly who he is. He is the Lord Almighty. He is the King of Glory. Our hearts and souls are like that walled city. The scripture tells us that all the issues of life flow from within our hearts, and as such we are to guard it closely. We are the gatekeepers of our own souls, and we must be careful with regards to the influence that we allow access to the inner parts of who we are. There are times when we need to make the decision to restrict access, barricade out, refuse admission. And there are times when we need to open up the very depths of who we are, lift up both the gates and the doors, and not only give permission, but also an invitation and a welcome. Before they granted access within, the watchman at the door sought to ensure they understood the identity of the one requesting admission. They seek his credentials, which he happily grants. Multiple times, the identity of this king is articulated and confirmed, and on both occasions, there is a communicating of what he has done as well as who he is. Discernment is a wonderful gift. It's greater than intuition, for it gets to the roots of agendas and motives and is only satisfied when identity is fully in the light. Discernment protects and guards. It always looks for the good and the godly. And there are so many influences out there, so many practices that on the surface look good and godly, but at the root of their identity or not. Now, not everyone is gifted with a discernment, and there are some things that intuition just can't detect. So how do we know what to lift up the gates to and what to allow through the doors of the soul? Well, when we begin to prioritise his presence, genuine seekers of the face of God become conditioned to his countenance and learn to recognise that which carries his reflection and that which doesn't. But there are patterns that can be recognised when discernment is not present. That which carries his presence will always affirm his lordship, call out his identity, and communicate what he does. When we discern or recognise presence, we must lift up both the gates and the doors. You see, there's a difference between gates and doors. Gates tend to denote the boundaries of property. Doors tend to denote access to dwelling. If you think about it, every day people walk through the gates of our properties, whether it's the postie, the Amazon delivery person, the window cleaner, or your milk getting dropped off in the morning. Complete strangers walk through the gates of our properties and we don't tend to give it much thought. But it's only friends that we let through the door and into our house. People delivering services and responding to our needs come in through the gate, but only those that we have relationship with are those that walk not just through the gate, but through the door as well. When we discern and recognise the presence of God, we must learn to not merely lift up the gates, but open the very doors of our hearts too. God does not come close simply to service our needs and perform our tasks. He seeks the intimacy of friendship. We can all too easily build a relationship with God that is transactional in nature. We open up the gate and we let him in when we need something, or we allow him access to the level that we're comfortable with and have become accustomed to. But the truth is, with that approach, we We treat him like a hired hand and not like a friend that is closer than a brother. We must lift up not just the gate, but the doors as well, that he can cross the threshold into the real us, the behind closed doors us, that he can come in, take off his shoes and make his home with us. We've got to be careful though, because he might just come in and move the furniture around too. Today, pray and ask God, teach me to gatekeep my soul. Reveal to me the influences I need to guard against and show me that which carries your reflection. Teach me to recognise your presence. And maybe today it's time to not only lift up the gate to him, but to open up the door and let him into the place of real friendship and intimacy, that he would come and make his home within the confines of your soul, and that you would begin to carry his reflection. Here comes the King of Glory. Lift up your gates, lift up your doors, that he may come in.
Jesus, come and be the comfort tonight. Be the comforter, be our peace. Be our strength, Jesus. Breathe life in a tired heart. Of all you are, love that is patient, love that is kind, love that keeps no offenses around.